That's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, that is, yeah, very, very special. Just very un-Kelmore-like as well. Chasing down, we've suddenly found how to chase, and to chase down for none was just, yeah, unbelievable. I was an absolute nervous wreck. Put a ball in my hand and I'm fine. Watching someone bat, forget it, I'm a bundle of nerves. And yeah, very, very emotional, excited. Every part has gone through that game, yeah, today. That was just, yeah, unbelievable.
To be fair to you, you've been around the clubs a little bit, but you've been at this club now for 10 years and you've really bought into Kelmore. This is quite something. How's it going to feel for you to walk out at Lord's in 6 weeks' time?
Yeah, you're going to start me off again. It just, honestly, I owe a lot to Paul Cass, to Darren Van, who actually got me to Kelmore. You're right, I have been around a few years now. People keep telling me that a lot of the time, but 10 seasons or 10 years at a club sort of tells you what kind of club this is. Honestly, from the time I walked in, I was felt welcome. I've loved it here. I'd never won a league before with anybody, and we won the league a few seasons back at Bashley, which was an old club of mine. Didn't think anything could top that. That was just the moment of just in the changing room afterwards with the boys was unbelievable. And then you get through the rounds. We had the first round at Poulton's, which was abysmal, and I could have walked off of there and not cared about the game as in this competition, because I didn't know nothing about it. I knew the final was Lords, but no one thinks they're going to get there, really. It was chucking it down at Poulton's. We got through that, and I think it really hit home for me was Cookham away. And just, we went down on the coach, a few of the boys come down as well, the supporters come down, and that was just like being a professional cricketer. Even if there was 100 people on the side, just cheering your name, just the whole atmosphere, the pressure was just unbelievable. And that is amateur cricketers playing in something that's so special. And then to get through the next, I think it was 3 more games. Yes, we got the luck of the draw of home draws. But this club is unbelievable. And to be here now, stood with you, saying we are going to Lords. For me to play there, it's not about that now. We're there. Me playing there, yes, don't get me wrong, unbelievable. But this is a community now. That we all get together and we literally go to Lords as one now. It's not 11 players, it is the whole community now, and it's just been an unbelievable run. And for me, it's just the pinnacle of a very long career.
Yeah. One more job to do though.
One more job to do, yeah. I said to the boys, and this is a funny thing that you're going to hear me say, win, lose, draw, throws it down all weekend. Honestly, it's not... Yeah, we want to win, don't get me wrong, it's not about that now. We've made it to Lords. For any player, if you ask any of the boys now, to just play at Lords is such a privilege, such an honour. And for me, at 42, I do believe I am, honestly, there's nothing going to top this ever in my career now. So, yeah, one more job. We're going to go there to win, don't get me wrong. But to make it is just unbelievable for Kelmore Sports, for the whole community, and just, yeah, it's an unbelievable achievement from us.
Wonderful. Go and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.